As mentioned yesterday, so the Chivadikos Chametz is ready to go. To the degree that if somebody is traveling away for Pesach and he's leaving his house the entirety of Pesach, or even if he's coming back in the middle, he would have to do Bedikah starting even now, starting from Perman on, he'd have to do Bedikah without a bracha, as mentioned. And that would be, unless for one example, where he would go ahead and sell his house properly in its entirety, to the point where nobody could enter for the duration of Pesach, and he would do this a day earlier. Before Pesach, there are various technicalities one has to do properly and to deal with the rabbi, make sure it's done properly. One could technically avoid the shaila. But practically speaking, in most cases, one should go ahead and do a bedikah before one goes away, even if one's going away for the entirety of Pesach. There's an interesting, another halacha which is not that common, but comes up as well, and that is, what if somebody is going away, he's traveling on a significant, question what significant means, but a significant trip, and he's coming back a day or two before Pesach. There's a chashash here as well, that one may be so tired, he may be so worn down from his whole trip, when he gets back home, he'll forget to bedikah chametz if he comes back within close proximity to the time of bedikah chametz. Therefore, he may forget, he would have to go ahead and do bedikah now before he leaves, even though he will be back in time for bedikah. Now, if someone goes from here to New York and back, most places would say, based on places, you know, the parameters they give, that would not be called a significant trip. Somebody who travels to Israel or further beyond and comes back very close, you have to know how much very close is, but one can come into such a question, and one comes back from a very significant trip right before Pesach, one should bear in mind that there are some scenarios we'll have to do bedikah well in advance. Now, one more afkamina between the case of having to do an early bedikah, which again begins now, and a bedikah which kicks in the night of the 14th, and that is, what happens if one is traveling? And he goes to whoever he's going between now and the night of the 14th, he travels, he goes for one night, and he moves on. He has no intention of being there for Pesach, he takes a hotel for one night, he takes a home for a night, he stays there for one night, he moves on. He has no intention of being there for Pesach, there's no chiyuv bedikah whatsoever, he can do what he wants and move on. However, if one is staying somewhere the night of the 14th, night of bedikah chametz, one is staying somewhere, even if he plans on leaving that place the next morning and moving on, since he may come the next morning to run into the zman of bedikah chametz, such a possibility exists, he's mechayiv do bedikah that night, even if he has no intention of staying there for Pesach. Practical case would be, someone's driving from here to New York, and he's stopping on the way. So this year, Pesach falls out, I believe, Shabbat, the first day is Shabbos. So if Wednesday night, someone's stopping over in Albany, even no chiyuv bedikah whatsoever. If someone's stopping over Thursday night, you'd have to go ahead and be baidik wherever he's staying before staying in that area for the night. Now, there is a bit of a catch here, because although there is essentially chiyuv bedikah in all these scenarios, depending where one stayed, it could be there is no chiyuv bedikah, and that is something called cheskes bodek. If something is an area where someone never brings chametz, there's no obligation to bedikah. It goes to fit in your warehouse. Nothing ever goes there. It's for storage. And no food at all, one doesn't have to do bedikah. Likewise, a hotel today, most reputable chains are generally considered to be becheskes bodek according to the vast majority of paiskim. They clean it, they have a reputation to maintain. They're not interested in you coming in there and finding all sorts of food lying around, then next thing you know, it's a whole PR disaster. That being the case, since it's becheskes bodek, you will not have a chiyuv to go ahead and bedik it because it's already clean. And it's assumed, bechazaka, there is no chametz there. That being the case, what should you do? So it's always wise to be prudent, go ahead, look around, there may be something under the bed, maybe something left on the counter, an amenity or something on the counter, go ahead and look around, but one should not make a bracha because likely, again, because on the one hand you want to be safe, but there's no real serious chiyuv bedikah, and therefore one would not have, even if the night of the 14th, one would not be mechayiv to go ahead and check. If one's staying in a home, obviously one would have to check if it wasn't cleared out beforehand.